What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean. There's a lot of kissing going on this episode, and we've got a special guest talking to us right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Do not kill our vibe here in the AfterBuzz Studios. What's up, guys? We will be breaking down Cloudy with a chance of secrets. I'm your host, Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar. Please welcome my lovely co-hosts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hi, I'm Jamie Banks, and you can find me at Jamie Banks _ and also on YouTube at Jamie Banks Travel.
And we have a special guest with us tonight, not in the studio, but via Skype. We've got Hannah. What's up, Hannah? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Where are you at now? It's daytime over there.
It is Sydney, Australia.
Ooh.
That's so amazing.
It's cold here.
Really? It's hot here in LA. It's like 95 degrees all day.
I need to get back there, I tell you.
You're welcome anytime. All right, Hannah, we've got some questions for you because we've got a lot of things going on. Okay, so, well, I mean, we left off last episode where you told Captain Sandy that Jason pulled you aside and kissed you, and then everything from tonight, break it down for us a little bit. What's going on?
Okay, so, like, obviously, you can tell kind of when he came on board, we had a really good chemistry with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of flirting going on, and it did get, you know, maybe a little bit inappropriate for a few seconds, and we made out a little bit, but I did kind of push him away and say, pardon me, I'm sorry, I've got a cold at the moment.
No, that's okay. There we
go. And did say, like, I can't do this, is, you know, it's a bit much. So, yeah, then he took my email as he left the boat. He then emailed me and commented on one of my Instagram photos.
Mm.
And it was my mistake, actually. I kind of shot myself in the foot because we were on emailing back and forth. And then I said, I knew his iPhone had gone in the jacuzzi, but I knew he was on his iPad. So I said, does your iPad have iMessage? He was like, yeah, it does. So iMove does on to iMessage. And as they say, the rest is history.
Well, we watched the rest of it play out in front of our very eyes today. Now, I have a quick question because last episode we saw you sort of darting off to go see Jason. Was there an invitation for that kiss or was it just kind of a feeling the moment kind of thing?
I think it was definitely a in the moment kind of thing.
Okay.
We had been flirting for 2 days and you know what it's like when you know you have that thing, you just... And you
you're blushing now. I can totally see it.
It's great.
It followed you.
You kind of look at each other's eyes, and you both know, like, you're mentally undressing each other at the end of the day.
Absolutely. I'm, like, guilty 100%. Done that a million times.
Yes.
Do you guys still talk?
Sorry?
Do you still talk today?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we do. We chat, actually. We're on Messenger probably daily. Mm-hmm. And then whenever we're in the same city, we always catch up.
So is there a potential for more than just friends?
Not at the moment. Well, I didn't say we were just friends, honey, did I?
That's right. I don't think I don't kiss many of my friends. I don't know about you, but so no relationship though today.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Paulina, I'm going to let you take it away, but because we got a lot, there was a lot of kissing in this episode tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was kissing everybody.
Well, okay, well, now let's talk about the iPad, because there seems to be kind of two sides that people have been taking on this on mm-hmm. whether or not it's an invasion of your privacy and mm-hmm. should they have looked at it, or, mm-hmm. you know, should it just been left alone? We kind of see what bugs, you know, did. What's that whole situation there going on?
So, look, to me, like, obviously you guys watched last season. I was so close with Julia and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have cared at all if she had brought the iPad to me on camera and mm-hmm. said, hey girl, I'm looking at these texts between you and the primary charter guest. What's going on there?
Right.
And we could have had a good, like, girly gossip about it. It still would have come out. It didn't need to be done in that way. It was just, to me, so unnecessary. And, like, Yeah, I just think, you know, if you want to bring it up and you want it to be, you know, part of the story, that's completely fine. But just do it in a way that has a little bit of class, you know. Mm. Going straight to Bobby, then getting Max involved, then taking the iPad off the boat to then go and show his girlfriend. And the funniest thing that I found is they said, oh, Hannah's talk shit about the crew. Mm. And to me, I found that so interesting, actually. Because basically all the shit I talked was Jason said, were the crew happy with the tip? Right. And I said, yes, they didn't expect it to be that big.
Got it. Okay. So the editing. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it wasn't even edited because Bugs said in one thing, she in one part of the episode, she said that I said the tip wasn't big enough.
Right.
And mm-hmm. she said that I'd said it was too big. So it was and then, you know, that you see the floating heads, I call them, the interview pieces that I'm talking shit. But if I was actually talking shit, they would have used that in the show. That would have been juicy stuff. If I'd said, Adam's a prick, Bugs did this, Lauren's like this.
Oh, yeah, they would have caught that.
Shown that.
Right.
Yeah, that's juicy stuff. So I didn't actually say anything bad. And if you think about it, for 10 hours of text messages, what I could have said, it was, you know, like, I obviously Adam had, you know, he called me names. He'd been quite rude to me. I was having a bit of a hard time with my second. If I wanted to actually dump on this guy about my crew, I would have. But I don't believe that's professional, and I don't believe it's fair. So I didn't. So,
The reality television.
I know.
Okay, so what are the, you know, there's obviously rules that you cannot date or interact like that with a primary guest. What about afterwards when it's over? Are there rules about that? Or what if they were to come back on the boat? Is there anything in that gray area?
No, I've got, like, you know, Bobby and Bugs just spent the weekend with Amber and Kenny, previous child guest down in Florida. I keep in touch with Jerry from last season. Mm. I keep in touch with the girls from episode one, the fitness girls.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, look, I know for a fact that Bobby texts, the Gina, the cougar. So,
uh-huh.
All right, there it is.
There you go. It does seem that, like, I mean, if you guys spend so much time with them and you're in such close quarters with them while on these charters, so it makes sense that you guys would form this camaraderie or these relationships, and to all of a sudden, pretend like they don't exist off the boat seems a little bit far-fetched. So to me, if anything happens off the boat, it's kind of like fair game, I think.
Yeah. Look, I just know that, you know, at the end of the day as well, like, it's like, I don't know, it's, you know, we're not supposed to be robotic, perfect human beings. Like, sure. If everything went, like, you know, dandy and fine all the time, it'd be pretty fucking boring to watch, to be honest.
Yes, right. It would.
So I think as long as you're self-aware, like, I know that I flirted way too much with him. I was a little bit unprofessional.
Well, girl, I don't know if you were watching last week, but I gave you a hall pass on every single one of your every single one of your actions. I was like, she gets a hall pass, he's hot. She gets a hall pass, he is really hot.
Now, I have a question, because the girls were talking about this on the on today's episode, was that, you know, you seem to run a pretty tight ship as a chief stew. If it were, say, somebody else in that position, what would you have done, I guess I would say?
So I guess if it was Bugs or Lauren and I'd walked in and found the iPad, I definitely would have pulled them aside and said, like, look, you can't be doing that when you're on charter. I know he was, you know, ridiculously hot. And I would probably say I'd do the same thing. But, right. You know, I don't think after he's left the boat that there's anything wrong with having communication. And, you know, I've kept communication with charter guests, as has Bobby, as has pretty much everyone that's done the show. So to me, I'm like, I don't know why it's okay for everyone else and not for me. Is it because that with me, maybe it was a flirtatious thing as opposed to a mates thing? I'm not really sure. But I definitely would have pulled them up on the whole letting him kiss you on charter. I definitely would have done that.
So when did you decide to kind of go and let Captain Sandy know? Because it didn't seem like Bugs was going to go per se snitch or tell or anything about, you know, tell on you. She kind of just brought it to your attention that she knew. Did you just kind of, were you like afraid that they were going to do that?
Oh, look, well, if Bugs had just brought it to my attention, that would have been completely fine. I wouldn't have actually had an issue with that. I kind of didn't like that it went from Bugs to went and told Bobby, then they went and told Max, then they went and told Malia, then they went and got Max's girlfriend, then they took the iPad off the boat, and they were, it just seemed so like...
Then they followed you everywhere.
Yeah. Said in my interview, I'm like, get a fucking life, text someone yourself. Like, why are you so intrigued?
Well, like, that is one thing that I will say. Like, it, regardless of the right or wrong of sort of the situation and what side you fall on that position, I think how the situation was handled was completely
bad.
Out of hand. Because it seemed like it got blown up out of proportions without even coming to you, the source, first. And that is what I don't appreciate. Now, I do have Michelle D, who's in our live chat right now, and she had a question. She said, do you think Bugs wants your position on the yacht, and that's why she's doing this to you?
I think it's been pretty clear from the start. We've got a drinking game actually going on Twitter, and you have to take a shot every time you hear, well, if I was Chief Stew.
What? How come I wasn't asked to play this game? I want to play.
Oh my gosh. We've been playing the wrong games all along, ladies. We've been playing like Mary Shag Kill, all of that stuff. Where's my drinking game?
Right?
Yeah.
So how are things with you and Bugs now?
I would never take a second Stew position. I've been offered second Stew positions from Chief Stew and I wouldn't do it because I know how I want to run my boat and I don't want somebody else managing me when I have been a Chief Stew before. But if you are going to do that, then take responsibility for it. If you're going to be second Stew, be second Stew. Don't come on board and then try and be Chief Stew or try and do things your way, because at the end of the day, you took on the responsibility of the second Stew role. So just do that and stay in your box.
But don't you think that, like, maybe someone like Adam, who kind of, like, pokes the bear and makes little comments and digs like that, like he does in the galley regarding Bugs being a Chief Stew? Like, it's, I don't know. I see other people kind of making those comments than I do.
Oh, for sure. And look, the thing is up until now, I guess it's been, you know, a lot of people have said to me, you've let Adam's comments get to you. But I think it was in Bugs' interview last week, and she said, oh, I might be thinking it, but I didn't say it. And it's like, honey, I'm not stupid. I can feel that.
Right.
So,
sure.
You know, you might not have her going to me, I should be Chief Stew. But when she's thinking it and she's feeling it, of course I feel it. It comes across. So
it informs your
you
actions.
Do get a little bit protective of your job role in that kind of situation.
Now, I want to ask about Adam. How are you and Adam these days?
We're good.
Are you?
That's my boy.
I mean, we had him on earlier this season, and he was a lot of fun to chat with. And it was sort of in the beginning when he was kind of playing Mr. Nice Guy. And I think ever since we've had him on, it's like every week, it's like, oh, Adam, oh man,
you didn't tell us anything that was going on. And then you know, the teaser was you guys bickering again.
Yeah, you guys have quite a little blow up there towards the end of this past episode.
We do. And look, we fight like a lot this season, but also I think what happened is once I found out about the Malia situation, everything kind of clicked and made sense to me.
Okay.
Because if you're trying to, you know, look, when you're going on a yacht like that, you're trying to do your own job. And to be honest, the captain, chef, and Chief Stew are both very, they're three really high pressure jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you put a camera crew in front of you, Adam, for the first time. And then on top of that, you're trying to lie to the whole crew about not knowing this girl. Like, no wonder the guy's head was blowing up. Because you can't do all three. The two alone, trying to do your job and be on camera, that's hard enough.
Right.
And you lose your mind just doing that. So for him then to have tried to have a relationship, but then trying to build, like he had a relationship or whatever he had with Malia, then trying to build that while she's off kissing another guy, but he can't really show why he's so upset because he's told us that they just met.
Mm-hmm.
So once I worked out that, I kind of worked out the whole why his head was so messed up. And the Adam that I know today is not who I watch week to week on screen. It's just not.
That's great to
Well,
hear
and that. And I would say I would agree with that because the Adam that we met in studio was not the Adam that I feel like I'm seeing on the show.
No.
And it's just, I feel like it's two different people. And that's why I was so surprised by every week these like little things coming out. But again, now that this whole story with Malia is coming out, it is making more sense.
Did you see signs?
He actually called me after this episode, we get it like 2 days early just to make sure that we know what's coming. Mm-hmm. And he actually called me and he's like, I am so sorry. I was such a fucking prick to you. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Hey, but you know what? Not everybody has the opportunity to watch themselves on camera, but in this case, it worked out. And that was very nice of him to apologize.
Yeah. That's yeah, he's awesome. He's self-aware, that's for sure.
Did you see any signs that he had known Malia before and you kind of remember it now that you know the truth?
No, the only thing to me, I was like, you know, look, I even said, she's a gorgeous little thing, don't get me wrong, but I was a little bit like, I don't really understand that kind of fuss where it's like, you're literally like, it's almost like to me, I was like, have some pride, have some self-respect. Mm-hmm. This girl's like making out with both of you like, pretty consistently, like one of you grow some balls and just
right? I love it. Yes. So what are you up to now? You're home in Australia. I'm sorry,
I said that's the only thing that confused me is I just couldn't understand why both of them were allowing
it to happen. Yeah,
we've got a friend in our live chat right now, Sky, and he says Adam confuses me. I think he has panic attacks or gets nervous when he's cooking and making meals. Is that the case, Hannah? Does he get nervous? Do you see Adam get nervous in the kitchen, or is he pretty confident when he's on charter?
Look, I think the amount of pressure and stress on charter chefs is crazy. It actually freaked me out at the start because to me he was too chilled. I was like, there's something wrong with this guy. Like, you need a little bit of adrenaline and you need a bit of panic in the galley because that's what makes us the best at what we do.
Of course.
Because he was so chilled out, that scared me. And then obviously the cracks started showing and then the, you know, cool chilled out stoner boy act kind of fell down and, you know, Jekyll and Hyde appeared. And so it went from one extreme to the next with Adam.
For sure.
So what are you up to now?
So I'm in Sydney at the moment. I actually came back in November, December, and I was like, okay, I'm settling down. I'm starting a normal life. And so I got an apartment, which I'm in now, and bought a nice Mercedes and met a guy. And then...
You're dating somebody?
Not anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But lasted about the same length as a charter season.
So you're settling down. That's awesome. What do you...
Sorry, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm now packing up my apartment, selling my Mercedes and going back to Europe.
Oh, okay. So how long were you... How long were you settled down for then? Like 10 seconds?
So my girlfriend kindly worked it out the other day. She goes, okay, so we've worked out in 6 months, you've paid $25,000 in rent and you've spent 28 nights there.
Oh, wow. My gosh, Hannah.
That was an epic, epic fail.
No, it's always a life lesson, right?
Well, do you know what? Honestly, I think like I just go, I would love to, because I was actually in corporate IT and telco before I did this. And I would love to say that I can go and sit in the rat race, do 9 to 5 on a computer. Like, if I could do it, I would. But I'm just, I came back to Sydney and I just wasn't really happy here. And I go, it's all well and good to want a husband and kids and blah, blah, blah. But if you're not happy, you're not going to attract the right people into your life. So I would prefer to kind of stick on the path that I'm on and just put my hands up and go, cool, you gave it a shot and it didn't work out, but at least I know now, so I'm not over in Europe feeling guilty, you know?
Absolutely. Live that life, girl.
Yeah,
live
that
life. That gypsy soul can't settle it down. Exactly.
What part of Europe will you be going to?
Sorry?
What part of Europe will you be sailing through?
I will be based in south of France, in Antibes.
Ooh.
That's my first 7 years now, so I'm going back there. Good. My best is over there, Michelle, and we live together when I'm there, and I'm just always so happy when I'm over there with my friends and stuff over there, so...
That is so cool. I'm so impressed by you. You just seem to be such a well-rounded, grounded person. And the more that I watch you and the more that we get to interact, the more that I really respect you, and I respect not only what you bring to the show, but also just how you conduct yourself, because I think it's really hard to walk the line that you line. So walk the line that you walk. So you have mad respect over here at AfterBuzz TV, for sure.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that, because it's you know, especially in this day and age with social media, is very difficult. I think you kind of have to not let it get to you in a negative way, but you also need to be so conscious to not let, you know, all the buzz around your looks and things like that get to your head and make your ego grow, because then you just, you change as a person, you know. And I, my girlfriend said to me, like, oh, don't worry, like, if you come back and after the show's aired and you're a different person, we will, like, just keep bitch slapping you until you're back to our old Hannah. So
yeah,
luckily they haven't had to do that.
How have your friends and family reacted to your sort of fame and your life playing out on this show?
So, do you know, it's funny, actually, because I've never been in Australia when the show's aired. My parents don't watch it. They'll, like, watch little snippets I send them, but they don't watch it. They don't, as you know, it's not that they're not supportive. They just, it's just not really their cup of tea.
Sure.
But, like, my girlfriends are now, like, finding it hilarious. We were, like, we came out the, I know this is awful, but the Turkish kebab stand last Saturday night. Uh-huh. And there was these three lesbians standing at the front, and one of them started freaking out and drunk. And she was like, where do you know these people from? I'm like, the show. She's like, no. I was like, yeah, they watch the show. She's like, no. And it was so cute because one of the women was like, my girlfriend gets so jealous because I'm so in love with you. And my girlfriend next to me going, I do, I really do.
That's awesome. That's going to be so fun, okay, too, to just be like, bring that kind of like joy to people, you know, on a fun show like this. So
it is.
Any plans?
It's always best to get the compliments and things like that. But the messages that like really touch me is like, you know, like there's some people, you know, who have like, you know, like diseases and things like that. That means they can't leave the house. And when I get a message from them saying like, I live, you know, I watch you and I live through you and you really make me happy every Tuesday Aww. Night that you're such a strong woman and you stand up for yourself. And like, honestly, it brings me to don't cry. It brings me to tears when I see those things, because it is, you know, to me, it's reality TV. It's a Bravo show. But if you can even make people that are having a bit of a hard time smile or laugh, even just for an hour a week, then that everything is worth it.
It is.
That's amazing.
So awesome. Can I ask one more thing?
Go for it.
You've got a lot of fans in our chat room right now. A lot of people are saying you're interesting, beautiful, professional, that they really are enjoying you, and they're enjoying you in this interview too. So thank you for taking the time. I have one more quick question before, I guess, Paulina takes it from here, but we saw this season with a little contention start off with Bobby. How are you and Bobby today?
We are nothing today. I don't speak to him. I don't tweet him. I don't Instagram him. I would love it if he'd do the same. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. It's unfortunate. I feel like, just for me personally, I feel he's changed a little bit in the process, which is fine, but it's just, I just would like peace. We don't need to be friends with everyone in the world, you know, but I just think that we don't also need to be tweeting shit at each other or about each other. And like, I think there's a big difference to tweeting in terms of what's going on in the show in now. But, you know, what happened in New York a year and a half ago or whatever, it's just, you know, I would just like for that just to be over.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's totally fair. And I can see that. I can't imagine having something so personal play out on TV, but then also just the timestamp of it has got to be a big challenge, because it's something that you've got to be over emotionally. Probably.
And then you got to rewatch it.
And then you got to watch it and play out, and then also have these emotions about it all over again. I can't imagine what that's got to feel like. So,
and then now that it airs, everyone's going to ask you about it.
Yeah, well, of course. Look, and actually, do you know what? We were in New York together to do press before episode one, and we were fine. Like, it wasn't like after season one. After season one, we were friends, but after this season, we weren't friends. But I can still do interviews with him.
Right,
I went to, you know, like, we were both grabbing coffee at the same time, so we had a chat. But after Watch What Happens Live, that to me just took it a little bit too far. And I don't know. It was just a bit gross to me. Like, that's that on live television, you know, like if we're shooting the show, I can like just get up and walk away, you know, but when it's live TV, you kind of going, I can't, that's so disrespectful to Andy Cohen. If I like, literally what I wanted to do was just get up and walk away, because what was being said was just so D-Class say to me. But I'm like, I have enough respect for Andy and for the show and my job that I didn't. But after that, I was like, okay, cool. We're just done now, you know?
Yeah.
So,
are there any more press that you guys have to do together? I mean, obviously you guys are not.
I don't think Bravo would be putting us in the same room together right now.
Yeah, they're probably like, we tested the waters on that one. I think we're good.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, my girl Lauren is, me and her are still super close, and Adam, and then like everyone else, I don't really have like a massive problem with, but I just don't. You know, the hard thing as well is that people need to understand that it seems like that's our lives, but it's 6-7 weeks, and I go, I have like a beautiful life in Sydney and a beautiful life in south of France, so I don't have the, you know, I'm not going to be friends with people for the sake of it if we're not, we wouldn't be friends in real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. That makes perfect sense.
It's totally respectable, because I think on the other side of the coin are people that are people pleasers, mm-hmm. who only want to be friends with everybody and get a little bit hurt when they're not. So it's sort of nice to have those boundaries. I think that's a very adult thing to do, Hannah.
Now, before we let you go, do you have any plans on coming to Los Angeles anytime soon?
Not anytime soon. I've actually been there 7 times this year, do you believe?
Oh my gosh, we missed you every time. I'm so heartbroken.
I know. It was flying in and flying out most of the time. So it was, yeah. I didn't really advertise it too much because there's a lot of, you know, people I know in LA. So, mm-hmm. and when you, like, I would fly in from Sydney and get in at 6 a.m. We'd shoot the next day, then I'd fly out the next day. So, but next time I come to, I actually did last year. I came to the studio last year with Angela and,
Yes, from last season. Yeah. Our host last year. Oh, yeah.
And then I did the recap for for Real Housewives of Melbourne with them.
Oh, how fun.
Like, I wore the little earphones and everything.
Oh, we'll have to find that video and maybe post a link in this.
You are welcome back here anytime.
We're huge fans.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. I watch you guys every week.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah. All right. Feel better and have a great, great transition to the south of France. We'll call you when we're there.
Safe travels, okay. All right?
Done. I'll have a beach chair waiting for you.
Perfect.
Yes. Safe travels, okay? Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh,
she's so sweet.
Such a fan. I like her.
She is so nice.
She's
amazing. Oh
man, I just like her so much.
But you know what I like about, like, you know, you watch the reality mm-hmm. shows or whatever, and then you meet them in real life, and they're mm-hmm. just totally just different.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, editing is everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is oftentimes forgotten in reality TV is mm-hmm. that we think that exactly what we see is what we get. And sometimes that is the case, but more often than not, there's a lot of editing that goes on, and we don't always see the best sides of people. I think we see the juiciest sides of people.
Well, that's exactly what reality TV is.
But I'm telling you, Hannah, you are blowing up our live chat right now. Everybody is so impressed by you. So thank you
yes.
a million times. It was so great.
Loved her.
Let's see. The other juicy thing that happened, we don't have that much time left, but I really, really want to get to this whole Malia situation, because like Hannah said, it's getting so drawn out, and I think last week we said, pick one, just pick one. And then
are
I
we
was
still
so,
talking about
yes,
Malia?
Yes, we are. And you know what? I was so happy when she said, you know what? I'm just not going to pick anybody. And I was
that's
that fair.
Happen.
No. And then the teaser, she's making out with Wes again, and I'm like, oh,
here's the
golly
thing.
Gee.
I feel like she says that every week. I feel like every week she's like, oh, I'm just getting to know them both. Oh, they're both just friends.
I think
oh,
she
blah,
genuinely
blah, blah, blah.
Just doesn't know what to do, but genuinely loves the attention. Come on.
Absolutely.
What girl would it? And so what I just didn't like is the whole, like, I'm going to go sneak off for dinner with Wes, and then we're going to mm-hmm. kiss, and then come back. First of all, this whole, like, I know Adam before. Adam, gosh darn it, you didn't tell us another thing. You know, he made it seem like they were a couple. And if I don't recall, mm-hmm. he said, we were a couple before we came here. That's why I was like, what? Really? What?
It is really interesting, because he did make it seem like he's saying that they were a thing before they came
yes.
on the boat. Mm-hmm. Malia's like, no, dude, we're not dating. Like,
yep.
I just met you before I got here. Now, he said they had relations. What? Mm-hmm. I don't know what those relations were before the boat. it to me, like, maybe that defines if they were in a relationship or not. I don't know. It's just, it's all very much up in the air, and I really need somebody to let me know what happened before they got on that boat.
I thought it was so weird, though, when they recapped kind of the signs that we could have seen, and the weirdest one to me was when she said, I've never been to Greece, and then he said, where would you like to go? That was weird. It was like code.
It's all a big lie. It's all for the camera where they say, oh, Greece and all this stuff, and then they talk about Santorini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, exactly. Like, that, it makes me, I don't know. It just makes me not trust either of them now. Because I feel like if you're going to come on the boat and be that shady from the very get-go, like, I'm not... And that whole thing that was just, like, a facade about, oh, hi, I'm Malia. Oh, hi, I'm Adam.
I thought that was unnecessary.
It was... It just... It makes me feel icky now. Like, that whole montage that they showed afterwards, I was like, ew, I don't like this.
And if I found that from someone, like, someone that I've been working with, I'm like, so you can lie about that. Like, that totally disregards my trust for you.
Yeah. We did. Michelle in the chat room said Malia said in previous episodes that she's not used to this kind of attention, which is why she is basking in it now. So that's actually a really good point. But still,
it is. But here's the thing, that if you're going to say you're going to do something, follow through with it. Because if you're going to go tell Adam no, then you're going to go tell Wes no, and then you're making out in the captain's quarters, whatever it's called.
With Wes. I know. Look, I don't know how I would react in that situation, and I'm always a person that says that, like, I can't judge a situation unless I've been in it, and I know how I would react to it. So I don't know exactly how I would react, but watching her reaction play out on camera makes me dislike her. Because I just think that, like, regardless of how... of your, like, not being used to this kind of attention or not wanting this kind of attention. How you handle it says a lot about who you are. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like she's coming across as very selfish and narcissistic and very self-centered. And kind of hurting other people in the process. Whether that's her intention or not, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure she's a better person than that. But I am saying that watching it play out on the show, and again...
is not giving her a good look.
It's really not. I think she's just being shady. I don't like it.
Jamie, what would you do if you were Malia in that situation? That's what I want to know.
I know,
what would
Jamie,
you do if you had two boys just...
You know, that would be interesting, but I would hope I would choose one and not keep leading them both on. And if I didn't know, I would hope I would choose before anything happened romantically, you know, just be nice about it.
Would you tell everybody that you knew one of the guys from before?
I would definitely tell them. Or even if I didn't want to tell them, I just wouldn't lie about it. Maybe I just wouldn't bring it up, but if directly asked, I would. So it was just weird that they even had a fake meeting each other.
Yeah, right?
So I don't know why that was necessary. They could have had a private conversation like, hey, let's not tell people or whatever, but don't lie about it.
I feel like you should be a life coach.
I know.
You have all the right answers,
really?
Right? You're like the angel
very,
over here.
Like, packaged and put together, like, very neat. I love it. I need like an ounce of like your sanity to come over to my
right?
side.
New
for both
career
of us.
Choice, I guess.
Yeah, I love
all
it.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight. Now, we will not be here next week because of 4th of July, so you guys have a safe one out there. So we will be back in 2 weeks. Now, where can they find you guys on social media, Jamie?
You can find me at @JamieBanks_ and on YouTube at @JamieBanksTravel.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @LauraLThomasTV.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulinaMAguilar. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.